This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Red Wings Trade Talk, Hour 1, Odyssey.com Rewind. The biggest news out of the combine and a risk that we think would be interesting for the Lions to take, Hour 2. It's all there for you. But what we wanted to do is, okay, it's March. This is the 3 weeks people care about college hoops. So we wanted to have a conversation because Top 10 Rico is here, as I've been saying all day. This man, you can tell MSU's in the top 10 at EAP. He's wearing a cravat, a dress shirt. It's a big day. But we wanted to set the table.
Just wanted to expand the wardrobe. Go ahead.
No, I like it. You look nice. The point is, I want to have you kick this off. Because I want to have a conversation about what the hell are our two teams and what are they not? Meaning, it's not good enough to go, well, you know, are you a contender? Contender for what? Now, my overriding opinion is no one's beaten Duke or Auburn. No one. I mean, Auburn's got two losses. One of them is the Duke. I'm not asking anyone to share that opinion. But it's a question of, okay, what are they? You can have ranked teams and, oh, but they're number 11, and you said they're not a threat. Well, because they're probably not built for the tournament. But it's Michigan State who has run this gauntlet. They're 5-0 in this unbelievable stretch. They've held five straight top 25 Ken Pom teams to under 70 points. They're playing this gridlock defense.
Right.
And then there's, you know, look, they have their weaknesses. Michigan, I worry about them because they can't stop turning it over. They don't rebound the basketball and they miss free throws. But you got a pair of 7-foot unicorns, and against the right team, they can beat damn near anybody. So I wanted to get your viewpoint of what are our teams? And then obviously I'm going to ask you the penultimate question about your top 10 Michigan State Spartans.
Woo! Which team would you like for me to start with?
Bro, dealer's choice. You're wearing a dress shirt. I'm in a hoodie. So, I mean, you know.
I think for Michigan State, what you're looking at, Mike, is this is one of those classic Tom Izzo teams that he takes far in the tournament. Kind of void of stars, but they play team basketball. They play defense. I mean, they're literally allowing teams to only play 36 minutes while they play 40 because they shut the water off for the last 4 minutes and you don't score. I mean, I think in the last five games where they went 5-0, four against ranked teams, and then Illinois, all these, some of them on the road, 45 and 18. Michigan State outscored their opponents in the final 4 minutes, 45 to 18. Washington scored two last night. They got defense. Michigan State has depth, so they can wear you down. But I think the biggest thing that happened to Michigan State was Jace Richardson. Jace showed up. And now your three-pointers aren't falling, but when you need a basket, you know where to go. You give it to number 11, and he can create a shot or – now he has defenses collapsing on him that he can just pass the ball off, and there's Cooper for a dunk. It's like, well, where's this been all year? So I look at this team, and yeah, if you could play defense, you could do it. You could play ball in the tournament. You can go far in the tournament. And it looks like, you know, Izzo, for the first time going back to the days of Miles Bridges, may get his first outright Big Ten title since like 2017. So,
but I'm a bad guy because I criticize, you know, 8 year gaps and winning conference championships.
Well, they also won in 19 as well, but this is outright.
Yeah, it doesn't count when you get to share it. Who wants to share cookies? The point is, all right.
You didn't share cookies with your sisters?
No.
You're a bad person.
So here's my question. What are they? Like, I need you to really center in. Are they Sweet 16 good? Are they Final Four good? Or are they good good?
I'm going to say this. To me, looking at this team, they should be Elite Eight good, and depends on who's number one in their region, maybe Final Four.
Because if they play Auburn or Duke, they're dead.
If they play Auburn, I don't think they can beat Auburn.
You're selling a little hope against the Dukies.
I think the way that they play would work against Duke because Duke doesn't go deep into their rotation.
All right, so you think they're Elite Eight good. They'll be playing for a chance at a Final Four. That's their ceiling. Okay, Michigan. What the hell are they?
Michigan is a team that, unfortunately, they have 2 7-foot unicorns that's become one unicorn, and that's Flag Golden. And teams have figured out, if you stop Wolf, if you really play defense, he doesn't like that. Wolf is now finding out this ain't the Ivy League where you were just the best player every night. Now you have different people able to play defense on you, and he is not the same. He has worn down, and their backcourt is awful. Donaldson, Michigan goes as Donaldson goes. Good Donaldson, they win. Bad Donaldson, you get dump trucked by 20 points. So at home on senior day, that's their problem. For Michigan, I told David this. Hear me out, Michigan fans, before you get angry at me, because there's a method to the madness, and David agreed. If you're Michigan, you may not win a game coming up, but for the rest of the season.
Oh!
Going into the Big Ten tournament, but that's okay, because the best thing for Michigan to do is lose Friday of the Big Ten tournament, because it gives the team a chance to rest. Because then they could go home, regroup, and they'll have a week to get healthy before jumping in the tournament. Because if you Michigan happening to play, you know, 3 games in 72 hours, that's not going to be good for them.
The problem I have, and I'd love you guys to join in on this. I mean, I know, soliciting college basketball calls. I mean, I may as well go to door-to-door selling Bibles. But 248-539-9797. I said this to Cookies on the pod today. You know the 5-12 game? Mm-hmm. And we always see these matchups, and it's this pesky, like, press, turnover-driven team. Like, I look at Michigan, and I go, the way they play where they don't shoot free throws, they don't rebound, and they turn it over, they feel like a 5-12 upset.
St. Mary's, Michigan.
Yeah, like something like that. And yeah. I look, it's been a great year for Dusty May. He's done a wonderful job. He has. He took over a shipwreck.
He did.
The problem is he needed one of his FAU guards to come with him, like Johnny Davis, mm-hmm. and they didn't. It's not a shot at Michigan, but I do think they're limited based on what I said. The state thing, I'd love to sit here and tell you they can win it all. I just can't. Here's how it could happen. But see, when you get into all the coulds and maybes and it's like, well, if they avoid this team and that team and then this and that, it's like, well, then you're not that good. They're good.
Right.
This is the best they've been in at least 5 years. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. You could survive not being a really good three-point shooting team if you hit timely threes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that. They don't have a star. I'm not ready to go there with Jace Richardson. I love the story.
No. And Mike, I'm not even saying he's a star. He's a scorer.
Right. But
big
like
difference.
When the shot clock's running down, I'm still looking at a half a dozen possessions of either Jeremy Fears, who hasn't shot a free throw in 10 games, or Trey Holloman. Now, God love him for the half-court shot, but
kind of like Michigan. Good Trey or bad Trey?
It
good
is
Trey.
A bit of Jekyll and Hyde. There's no question. But what are our teams, and what do we have to look forward to this month? Look, it's still going to be a hell of a fun week. Michigan has seeding to play for. They're still in the mix for the Big Ten title. For state, yeah, obviously. You got to beat Iowa. And then Sunday, you're hoping to murder your rival.
Yeah.
So, what does it really mean? Can either of these teams hang a banner? I mean, I'm with Rico in this sense. If they can somehow avoid Duke or Auburn, could I see State make a Final Four? Yes. But that, to me, that's where it ends.
Because, I mean, watching some of the games, like, to me, Tennessee looks like SEC version of Michigan State. They like to play games low. They like to play defense. Not great shooting the three, even though they knocked one in to beat Alabama, because Alabama's a bunch of idiots. I don't know why they didn't call a timeout, but I digress.
Also, what the hell was that kid doing below the three-point line? I digress.
I was like, five-second count. You got two timeouts.
Hello.
Like, you know what? I hope you enjoyed those two timeouts back on the
play. Here's the other thing I would like to just say as a PSA. Cohen Carr probably should wear a diaper. He dunked so hard, he might end up with Jimmy Butler butt. Dude, he cuffed that second one. I go, diaper.
Yeah.
David, he's at risk of a blowout. And I'm not talking about his knees. That kid detonates the rim. He's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin was like, nope, I'm not going to be in this highlight. Go right ahead. Guy took a step back. But, David, and one more thing for Michigan, you can't leave points out on the court. Miss free throws and turnovers. That's the problem, is because you know you're good for at least 12 turnovers and at least 6 or 7 missed free throw shots. I don't know if you have that person to overcompensate that.
You don't, because then yesterday, then you want to give up 18 offensive rebounds on top of it? What? Can't happen.
They put on a clinic.
It was ridiculous.
Let's shoot this three, clank. Oh, that's okay, layup.
Like, rebound, I never layup. Believe we would get a defensive rebound. It doesn't matter. They about to get it. Get and score.
People, think of me as Sarah McLachlan asking you for $1 a day to feed this child. For a couple of phone calls, we can talk one more segment of college basketball.
Is this a telethon?
Do we need to queue up in the arms of an angel? Do I need... Hold on. Right now, I want you to visualize a dog living in an oil drum. Can we get three human beings who give an F about Michigan or Michigan State March Madness?
There are starving assistant coaches in East Lansing and Ann Arbor.
Think of Mike Garland!
Right. What about the team managers?
It's Tom Crean living in the woods. Stan Heath in a sleeping bag. 248-539-9797. For $1 a day, you can talk college basketball. Hey, Kenny, this is your spite play. We always say nobody cares about your league. Look at it now. This guy put on a dress shirt for nobody to call about hoops.
That's okay. We'll hit the podcast tomorrow.